DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, we are showing the Hawks some love, that's for sure. Coming up in about 10 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Brian Oliver, Georgia Tech legend, FanDuel Hawks NBA analyst, and we'll get his take on what's going on with the Hawks, man, and what else does he think they may do, or what does he think they need to do, Mike? Because guy hit me up, he said, Dukes and Bell, man, don't we still need a point guard, a backup?
Well, that's something you and I talked about, and there's a couple of guys are starting to go, you're getting, you know, picked up nowadays. But we did mention, by the way, Caris LeVert does sign with Detroit, so that's an option. And by the way, we got a better, younger version of that now.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
With Nikhil. But, yeah, I think you could argue to not have any fall-off and have another point guard. By the way, so can Bufkin get in that role, or just he's not that guy? Where's, I mean, that's because guys were asking me about him yesterday in the text line. You don't feel it?
We were talking about this earlier. I'm not completely sold.
Okay.
About Kobe Bufkin. He may be ready, Mike. I think, you know, he's had limited playing time. Wallace is a killer, man. Wallace is like his brother, okay? They're twin brothers, guys, for those who don't know. His brother just won a chip with OKC. Right. We've got his other brother. I do think those guys are being groomed as potential backups. Are they dynamic enough offensively to come into a game and run the offense? I don't know how Quinn Snyder feels about that. But, you know, somebody threw out Kyle Lowry coming in as a vet and signing and somebody that could come off the bench. He's been a champion, is a champion, won a lot of games. Would that be interesting enough to maybe do something like that? That's the kind of guy, Mike, that, you talked about Chris Paul and some of these other veteran guys.
Right.
But if they don't want to go that route, it tells us that they totally believe in Kobe Bufkin and they certainly believe in Wallace and some of the other guys that they have on this roster.
Do we have enough money for a Malcolm Brogdon? You like that, JD?
I think we do.
I make these names. By the way,
I think we do.
Because we're coming back on digital. We'll have streaming. But right now, I'll mention a name, and I immediately turned to Damian. And I gauged the response. Because Dominic generally is like, okay, I like Dom. Dom's like, yeah, I like that. Damian's like, yeah. So what do you feel about that? How about that? Brogdon coming off the bench.
No, I can't. We can't hear you, bro.
Oh, my bad. There you Sorry go. About that.
I mean, he's so disgusted, he's not even speaking.
I know. No, no, he's like, I'm
no,
done.
No, 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 no. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that.
But Gary Trent, by the way, goes back to Milwaukee. That's the name I brought
but
up
But Brogdon,
yesterday.
I thought Brogdon, where am I? So Brogdon's where right now?
He's in D.C., isn't he?
Yeah.
D.C. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Okay. Wow, you sound excited.
Okay, never mind. I'll get back to the drawing board.
The thing with me is I'm a big guy. I love bigs.
Right.
And I still don't feel like we have a physical big.
Right.
I think our bigs are finesse perimeter players. So I'm personally looking more. I know we do need the backup for Trey, but I think we can suffice with what we had have at guard play.
So and the reason why I'm hesitant on Bufkin is because I just don't feel like he's had a chance to develop yet.
Okay.
Right. We've had him, what, this is year three, right? He was hurt last year. So he just hasn't played enough, Mike, for us to feel like, okay, yeah, he's got it or he's coming. That's the only problem. It doesn't mean that he can't do it. And remember, he was a high draft pick coming out of Michigan. So, you know, he may be that guy when he's healthy.
I know that we've talked about a bunch of the point guards, athletic guys. You also want guys who play a little defense, too. So if Trey's off the floor, you get maybe a little intensity on your defense. Although now with the pieces we put together, with Nikhil Alexander-Walker on the floor and Dyson Daniels on the floor with Trey, now you're not worried. So this was the argument which we always get into. It's you can't compare Trey to Steph. Steph Curry's a unicorn. But Steph also had great players around him in Golden State. So you could get by. Like people like think like Steph Curry was Gary Payton. No, he's not.
No.
Never was. You know, he's an okay defender, and Trey's slightly a liability. I mean, sometimes Trey gets in the passing lanes, but that's about it, right?
Well, I think, look, you're trying to take advantage of smaller guys. It's just the nature of the game, right? You're trying to take advantage. And if I'm Mike 6'8", I'm trying to take advantage of a 6'3", Steph Curry. If I'm 6'8", right. I'm trying to take advantage of a 6'1", 6'2", Trey Young. That's just what it is. But it doesn't mean that you can't be on the floor if you have guys that can help and your defense and your rotations are where they should be. Guys just get to the bucket freely, like passing you, right. And just that happens way too many times with right. our team. And the better you get on defense on the wings, then that becomes your strength. And that's why, you know, when we talk about like traditional centers, we don't have there's no Patrick Ewing's protecting the rim, guys. All right, there's no Will right. Chamberlain's waiting on you in the lane. Like that's not how the game is played these days. So yeah, Mike, you need everybody to be able to rotate and help.
And so that's why I said a guy like Brook Lopez, while you wait for Asa Newell to kind of come into his own, because it's not going to happen in just one season, and Double O is kind of a four anyway. I think he's better suited in that position.
Yeah.
But real quick, I looked it up. He's still out there as Tyus Jones from the Suns. I think that'd be a nice fit. It might fit financially as a backup off the bench for Trey.
We're going to see where they go. I still think they have another move. We're going to see how this fits.
Giannis.
And what it looks like. If you are wondering, the lineup is out for the Angels, and Money Harris is in the lineup. Ronald Acuna leading off. Acuna for life! Matt Olson, Ozuna hitting third, Riley, and then you've got Drake Baldwin behind the dish tonight. Ozzie Verdugo is in left field. Michael Money Harris is back in center, and Nick Allen is playing shortstop. Grant Holmes is on the hill. Let's do something, man. Can we do something? Can we do something?
And it's funny. You and I were talking. I had the conversation last hour about the Braves pitching. A couple of guys hit us up on the text line saying, you know, hey, we don't have any other pitchers. I mean, we don't really have any other options, you know? I mean, you could bring up another dude from Gwinnett who's not doing much in Gwinnett. And as you guys know, AAA, that's why, you know, this guy came all the way from high A quickly in double A for five games and up. Talking about Didier Fuentes, because AAA is kind of a holding pen. You know, so it's just a drag that the Braves don't have more depth. They're not the only team dealing with it, but you've got to support Fuentes. Hell, you got to put 6 or 7 runs on the board of Elders pitching because like he's back to being a pinball machine.
Yeah, it's and that's the thing. You can bring guys up. Can they eat up innings, Mike? Can they keep you in games without burning up your bullpen? And that's really the question where we're at. But we also got to hit, and this is the issue. We're so consumed with the pitching, and rightfully so. If the team was consistently scoring runs, we would not be having this conversation. If we were putting up 5 runs like we were a few years ago, guys, every night you knew you were going to put up 4, 5, 6, 8. That's been our issue. We're going to see what they do tonight. But the lineup is out. Money Harris, after a couple of days off, is back in it. Let's talk some NFL and 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So the big news today, Dan Waller comes out of retirement. He is going to be the replacement for Jonnu Smith, who now is going to be a Steeler. Mike mentioned it. Giants unload the veteran tight end because they still owned his rights.
Right.
Don't know how this is going to work out as far as how productive he'll be. He turns 33 in September, Mike, but he says he wants to play. And so he comes back motivated and possibly motivated for a team that he actually wanted to come out of retirement and play for.
And that's cool. I mean, we talked about when his game, but I guess he had 4 or 5 years, he was really a rock solid piece. He had a start in his career with the Ravens, didn't really work because he had some issues off the field, cleaned it up, Georgia Tech guy. And then, he's for a while, he's one of like the top five tight ends in the league.
Yeah, and speaking of tight ends, look, the move with Jonnu Smith, reunited with Arthur Smith, our former head coach, who's now the OC there. Dan Graziano was on ESPN today talking about how good this trade is for the Steelers, but does it make them better than the Bengals or the Ravens or anybody else in that division?
Jalen Ramsey, obviously great player, but it does. My concern about the Steelers' offense is the age on it, right? And I don't see how this helps that concern because they're not, but it's an area of need, an area of concern where they get stronger and maybe it's a hedge, because Darius Slay, older player as well. So, good move for the Steelers, but no, I don't see it as something that takes them past the Cincinnati or Baltimore.
Do you? Do you think they're better than either Cincinnati or Baltimore at this point? I'm talking about the Steelers after that trade.
By the way, is TJ Watt going to sit out this?
No way.
You don't make the money. You don't get it back, guys. It's now part of that CBA that was signed here years ago. So, but he's really ticked off. He's blown off all the offseason workouts. And it's going to be – now, no TJ Watt. That's a whole different animal on that defense. With a Hayward is one thing, but you got to have TJ on the other side. So that's interesting. Minka Fitzpatrick was a tremendous safety. They may, ironically, use Jalen Ramsey as a safety. Maybe he's better suited for that at this stage of his career either way.
No doubt. I don't think they're necessarily better than the Ravens.
But Ravens.
That's the team.
Yeah. Look, Ravens have got to be clutch. When they get into those, they can rip through the season, Carl, win 13, 14 games. But then when you get against Buffalo, when you get in these playoffs, Lamar's got to have a complete. I know Mark Andrews was the scapegoat. Lamar's got to be clean himself, and I'm a big Lamar fan. So if they can do that. Because I think, he should have won the MVP. We've debated the argument that he's got more weapons. Some people say Josh has less weapons around, but wide receiver, that's why Josh Allen won the MVP. It was super close. Margin was super thin. But to me, the Ravens still run that division.
Yeah, they're the team to beat for me. I don't think the Steelers are better than them, but we've got the season to prove it. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. 4th and 1 brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Big shout out to Randy Moss, who is going to return to television. His recovery from cancer has progressed enough for him to return full-time for 2025. And, look, he's one of my all-time favorite players for all the things that he was able to do, but the swag and how he went about his business. But, Mike, that's great news, not for just football fans, but also for Randy Moss. It was between his pancreas and his liver, for those who don't remember, and he had to take a break.
Right.
And then he announced in December that he underwent successful surgery, received chemotherapy and radiation, but he's going to be back on. So that's fun, and certainly a welcome for that show. We talk about these pregame shows. Mm. No disrespect to any of them. You got your favorite show. Maybe you watch before the games, but there are certain guys that I do enjoy listening to, and Randy's one of them because he did it at a high level.
Right.
Hey, man, big shout-out to a local dude. Rodney Harrison, Mike, is going into the Chargers Hall of Fame.
Love that dude, man.
I do, too.
He's a baller. But for the Chargers?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where he was before he went to
New
England.
That's right. It's funny because that was at the Schottenheimer years?
They drafted him. He was a baller there. And then obviously Belichick was like, I need that.
Right.
And then he goes to New England. But
we've had Rodney on the show a bunch of times. He used to do the show from our studios back in the day.
Yeah, he's a hell of a dude, man. Was a heck of a player. But congratulations. I just hit him up and said congrats, man, on going in the Hall of Fame. Any Hall of Fame you're going in the NFL is a big deal. It's a team Hall of Fame, obviously, but well-deserved. Also, Deshaun Watson, Mike, reportedly involved in the Browns quarterback room this offseason.
No. Get out of there.
Particularly with mentoring.
No.
Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
You see, guys, when you're in the room, you pull the towel down just a little bit.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
And then you kind of do the pelvic thrust.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about quarterbacking.
What's that?
Quarterbacking.
Yes. By the way, outstanding, local kid from up there near Gainesville and on his way to Clemson. But Sorry, man. It just is what it is. I couldn't resist. I know it was a cheap, low-hanging fruit crawl, but
it
I
was,
went for it.
It really was. But it was funny.
But again,
but
you do the pelvic thrust.
Okay, stop it. Dylan Gabriel, do you give him any shot at this?
None whatsoever.
I don't either.
No, he's not that. That's why, again, either. They should have just drafted. That would, where this thing played out. And all the conspiracy nuts and everybody who felt that this is the greatest crime since the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped, that this guy fell. I don't know. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he didn't say. I like Dion. I think a lot of people don't like Dion, and I think his son pays for it. But made no sense to do that and then go get him. I mean, but they did, and we'll see. I mean, like, the one guy that no one's given any fighters puncher's chance is Pickett, because everyone's seen him. You've seen him in the Steelers. You've seen him in nothing. Other than being the victory cigar for the Super Bowl, that's the high water mark for Two Gloves Pickett.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. But apparently Deshaun is doing his part. He's not playing, guys. He's recovering from a second Achilles.
Well, at least you can do it with all that money you're making and you're not playing a lick.
Well, look, I think, you know, it's only a matter of time, meaning this season, before the Browns.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'll cut bait and move on, and then we'll see if he's able to revitalize his career, Mike. The problem is, and I said this, Deshaun Watson hasn't been good since 2018. That's the last time we were talking about Deshaun Watson being a
football
top
player.
Five elite quarterback in this league.
Remember like the first five games before he got hurt that first year? Remember that? I mean, it was like... This is the new Mike Vick. This is Mike Vick with more accuracy, was kind of like the vibe at the time.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.